Chapter 10. Come in order a bit. Not as he late much porridge. He swallers six pennorth o' ale, and saves a ha'porth o' porridge. That's his way o' laying by money, as I've told him many a time, and am likely to tell him again afore the day's out. Eh, poor man, he takes it quiet enough, there's no denying that. But now Lisbeth heard the heavy thud of a running footstep on the turf, and, turning quickly towards the door, she saw Adam enter, looking so pale and overwhelmed that she screamed aloud and rushed towards him before he had time to speak. "Hush, mother," Adam said, rather hoarsely, "don't be frightened. Father's tumbled into the water. Be like we may bring him round again. Seth and me are going to carry him in. Get a blanket and make it hot as the fire." In reality, Adam was convinced that his father was dead, but he knew there was no other way of repressing his mother's impetuous wailing grief than by occupying her with some active task which had hope in it. He ran back to Seth, and the two sons lifted the sad burden in heart-stricken silence. The wide-open glazed eyes were gray, like Seth's, and had once looked with mild pride on the boys before whom Thias had lived to hang his head in shame. Seth's chief feeling was awe and distress at this sudden snatching away of his father's soul, but Adam's mind rushed back over the past in a flood of relenting and pity. When death, the great reconciler, has come, it is never our tenderness that we repent of, but our severity. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.